what were the relations like between the legislators and Governor Hearns, and what was he like to work with?
Governor Hearns was a very strong individual. He had a platform. He would sit in certain offices, and he would actually twist some arms to get his program through. He was dedicated 100% to his platform. He was a good governor.
Did you have much direct one-on-one contact with him?
Yes. Warren Hearns was the kind of governor that he was very accessible to the legislature. And I can remember being called down to his office during one of the major issues having to do with raising the income tax. And it was, you know, if you voted for the programs that he was, you know, for education programs, if you voted for economic development, if you voted for mental health, you voted for all the good things, you were pretty much expected to step up and support them financially, which I think a lot more of our leaders today should be more honest and say, you know, there's no free lunch. If you want these services, you're going to have to pay for them.
How about you, Al? You didn't get to work with him as much as she did, but you still had a lot of contact.
Right. I worked with him for 2 years. What was amazing about Warren Hearns is I was on the fourth floor, and you could walk down to Tommy Walsh, Representative Tommy Walsh's office, and Warren Hearns would usually be in there at least once a week, and we sitting around there talking with the legislators and talking about his program. He was an amazing guy. What was most impressive is when I went on my freshman tour was what he had done with the mental health. He and Dr. Ulett, that program that he put together for mental health and the regional mental health clinics around the state made mental health in this state just a great service. And he, you know, we had to support the money, but the mental health program that he put together is by far the best in the country at the time. And we wouldn't have the regional centers today if it wasn't for Warren Hearns.
I'm going to ask both of you this question. What program of Hearns's are you most proud that you voted for?
Mine would be the mental health program without a question, because I saw when I go on the freshman tour, you could see these mental health clinics around the state and how they operated. We also saw the old hospitals where they institutionalized those kids and put them in wards with one or two keepers, and it was a tragedy. It was a real move forward in the state of Missouri for mental health.
How about you, Mary?
I'm right on the same page with Al. Mental health, people would be warehoused in mental institutions, and there was really no programs available for people who suffered from mental illness. I have a particular interest in mental health, and there needs to be a lot more done in that area. We need more funding for some of these programs that started with Warren Hearns. We need to revisit these programs and work a lot harder to dispel the myths about mental health. People can be helped.
His legacy that you see living on 35 years after he left here, he still has a pretty good legacy.
Oh, I think the program today really did highlight the University of Missouri, the mental health. There was another program that he initiated that wasn't mentioned today, but he did establish the economic development. And it wasn't mentioned today, but it's a very active committee, I believe, today in trying to secure new businesses for the state.
Al?
Well, I think that his legacy is that he was a governor that had a plan. He had had the guts to put all this the mental health, economic development, education. He put all that stuff, and he put it before the state of Missouri and said, look, we're going to be a progressive state. We've got to increase the funding of this. And he says, we've got to change these programs and make them effective. He did that, and then he said, now you have to pay for it. And his legacy is that type of leadership, which I you know, we long for today in Washington, for sure.